Hey everybody, welcome back to Team Banch and episode 80 of For the Love of Guns. My name's Jason Scheller and today I want to talk to you about, well, being a gun owner. But before we talk about being a gun owner, it's time to pay the bills. And this episode is brought to you by Falco Holsters. Look, Falco has a holster for every gun, every budget, without sacrificing quality. That's right. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband, hybrid, hand-carved. They've got the greatest holsters out there, and they're handmade. So that way, they can control all of the quality. Now, this podcast really was inspired by a comment on one of my videos. And it was a comment for the Beretta 22 pistol. So this is a video that's a couple years old. And this particular person was talking about how they bought that pistol. And well, it was their first pistol ever. They were, for 2022, they became a first time gun owner. And that was the pistol they chose. And they saw this video 7 months later. And they were commenting on it about how much they loved that gun. And, you know, one of the things is when I see new gun owners pop up into, you know, boards or, you know, even comments on my videos or comments on other people's videos, I like to welcome them to gun ownership because it's great to have new people join our sport and just, you know, become productive members. And, you know, I welcomed them and he had said, you know, one of the greatest things about becoming a gun owner is that he found out how nice everybody was, right? I mean, when he went go to his local gun shop, choose a gun, they spent time with him. They were just nice to, you know, explained everything to him and he handled a bunch of guns. And then the gun owners themselves and the gun ranges. And this is really where I want to go with this because we're made out in the media to be these evil people. But when you kind of lift the hood and look into the engine compartment, you find out that, well, we're not these evil people. We're not running around in the woods thinking it's Red Dawn and stuff like that. We're just normal, everyday people. And, you know, we really take our sport seriously. I mean, safety is a very important part of our sport. And welcoming new people in is also very important because that's how we grow. That's how we get more people in so we can protect our rights. So we love seeing new people in, regardless of what the media makes us out to be. I mean, I carry a firearm. I live in Montana. I don't need a permit, but I do have one. I have my permit before we went permitless. And I'm not like this super evil person. Chances are you'll never even know I have a gun on me. But yet some reason in the media, I'll be made out to be this, you know, most evil person in the world because I carry a firearm. And I like the saying, I carry a firearm because I can't carry a cop. Police have a really hard job. I'm not going to bash police. It's going to sound a little bit like bashing police, but look, response times are low. I mean, here in Montana, it's a big state. And you can't always have, you know, a couple of minute response time. You know, I think about the county police here. If it's like midnight when there's nobody on the road and the road conditions are clear, if they have to leave where they're stationed at, you know, if they're not on patrol, if they have to send someone there. So I'm trying to think of the longest response time. That's going to be 10 to 15 minutes. And that's if they put their foot to the floorboard. 10 to 15 minutes is a long time when you're fighting for your life, right? I mean, if I have an intruder that's trying to break into the house, 10 to 15 minutes, they're in the house. And who knows what they have, right? But I'm not an evil person. That's why I carry a firearm. I participate in shooting sports because I like the sport of shooting. And somehow, I'm an evil person. Just because, number one, I own a firearm, and number two, I carry one. So we need more interactions like this. We need people to welcome other people into the sport. We need people to take people to the range for the first time. If you see a new firearm owner, welcome them in. Talk to them. Make them feel welcomed. I mean, honestly, you know, I've been shooting for over 40 years. And, you know, I remember my first experiences with a gun. I mean, I was young. I was really young. But it was so exciting to go there. You know, other people were shooting. People were talking. I mean, this is kind of like golf, right? I mean, you go to a golf course, people talk. It's like any sport. And that's what this is. It's a sport. It just happens to be a sport that could save your life. Sorry, I'm still kind of getting over this cold. But yeah, we need to welcome people in. We need to make this thing so welcoming that people come in. And one of the things that I worry about is that, you know, I'll say that we're very quick to eat our own, at least in the content creators, right? But even, well, not even really in the content creators, just in the sport in general, because I'll see comments on videos like, "You're stupid. This is dumb." And then people see that, and that's where they're judging us. I mean, we're being judged all the time. We judge each other. But we just need to stop that crap. Like, if you don't agree with something, that's fine to disagree. But don't call people stupid. You know, say, "Hey, look, I don't agree with this because," right? I mean, really, just going, "You're stupid" is kind of like saying "F you," right? When you say "F you" in an argument, you lost. So we just need to be more open and welcoming into the sport. Now, look, I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, so I'm going to keep this very short because, well, it's the holidays and I want to spend time with my wife and my dogs. But I want you to think right now. I mean, you're going to be listening to this on the day after Christmas. But it's the holidays, right? We're going to be coming up on New Year's. And, you know, New Year's, everybody likes New Year's resolutions. But I've got one for you. Welcome someone new into this sport. Make it a point to educate someone. Make it a point to take someone to the range. Make it a point to change the image of this sport. Because I want to see so much content. I mean, I did a podcast earlier. I want everybody to create content. But I want you guys to think about it. How we are demonized in the press. Let's change that around. We're demonized in politics. Let's change that around. How are we going to do that? Every gun owner has the power to turn that narrative around. Now, you yourself might not be able to turn that narrative around. But collectively, as a group, we can turn that narrative around and we can start saying, "Hey, look, see, this is safe. We're not running around trying to overthrow governments. We're enjoying our sport. Our sport just happens to be taking a bullet and putting it through a piece of paper, and then trying to take the next bullet and put it right through the same hole. Or this sport is, I'm going to shoot a steel plate or, you know, a steel target. Whatever we do, I mean, there's so many different disciplines in the sporting, the sport of shooting, that we can welcome anybody, right? I mean, there's something for everybody in this sport. That's what's so great about it. Whether you want to shoot steel or you want to shoot paper or whatever you want to do, you can do it. You know, you want to shoot sporting clays. You want to go long range with rifles. We can do so much in this sport to further the sport. But we all need to take action collectively. So welcome those new people in. Let's say, hey, this is a great sport. I think you would like it. As a matter of fact, I like it so much, and I think you're going to like it so much, I'm going to take you to the range. You don't have to buy anything. You shoot some ammo, or if you want to chip in for some ammo, no problem. But I've got all the equipment. I've got hearing protection. I've got the firearm. I've got everything you need to have a great first time at the range. Let's go shooting. I have some more content over there for you. Make sure you check it out because there's some stuff that is really great that I think you'll like. Thanks for listening. Hope you're staying safe out there and look forward to talking to you again soon.